If you enjoy new vocabulary items, you'll probably get pleasure from the word subitize. Some elementary school teachers now use that concept. It's the ability to immediately perceive how many objects you're looking at without counting them. Adults generally have no trouble subitizing up to 4 objects, and some of us can do a bit better. Try it yourself with vitamin tablets or grapes. If you place 3 vitamin pills on a table, you will not have to mentally count out 1, 2, 3. Instead, a quick glance instantly tells you 3 pills are present. Try it with 4, then 5, which is a bit harder. Some can subitize higher numbers, but accuracy normally declines after 4. You can see how this might easily take us to astronomy. But first, a quick word about patterns which help us cheat when we're subitizing. Most famously, the pips on a set of dice are sufficiently familiar that most of us can glance at a die and immediately distinguish between the face that depicts 4 and the face that displays 6. We all subitize without even knowing the word. At the dinner table, if we have 3 kids, we don't have to count them out to see if they're all there. And those who know the constellations subitize as well. When we see Orion, the 3 belt stars are an obvious formation. We don't have to count out 1, 2, 3 to determine if any are hidden behind a cloud. Other celestial subitization aids include the 4 bright moons seen around Jupiter in any small telescope, or the number of sunspots in a prominent group, and there are many others. Under dark skies, the Pleiades, or 7 sisters, invite subitizing because 6 are seen by average eyes in average suburban conditions, and their patterns resemble a Little Dipper. So this familiarity lets observers immediately see if any additional stars appear because of excellent sky conditions or a recent optometrist visit. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.